This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi everybody, inshallah, in today's session we will be talking about a very, very important aspect of investments, and that is financial planning. Now, at the outset, I wish to thank all of you for the excellent response, the feedback that I received on the savings habit. If you recall, approximately 6 months back, we started a strategy by which we were inviting all of you to start saving at least 10% to 25% of your monthly income in pure savings. We did not speak about any investment plans. We just wanted to build in the habit of saving money. Now, what happens, most of us, is that as soon as we get our salary, we already have our expenses planned. So, in fact, much before we get our salary, we've already planned out, as soon as I get my salary, where all I'm going to spend it. With the investment strategies that we thought of, the saving habit strategy that we thought of, the idea was, instead of trying to plan your expenses first, you first try to serve yourself. The serve yourself strategy is that you start saving for yourself first. And under this, we said anything between 10 to 25% is welcome. In the long run, you need to push yourself and try and save at least 25% of your money in pure savings. Where we invest this money is absolutely secondary. Many people think about investments, etc., without even getting into a savings habit. It's unless and until you are able to become strict with your saving habit, it becomes really difficult to sustain yourself in a long-term investment plan. At the same time, I also do not deny that investment is a forced saving habit. But the problem is that that should not be the only approach to savings money. One should have other strategies in place as well. Now that we have covered the 6 months time frame, and I'm hoping that many of you would have saved approximately 10% each every month. So you must be having 60% of your salary in a month in your account right now. What are we going to do with this money? Many of you have been writing to me and asking me, what happens next now? We're waiting for your next advice. So here is it. The first advice that I have today is the most important step before investment, and that is financial planning. As it is very famously said, that if you do not have a planning, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And we wish to safeguard ourselves from that failure. And that's why we are talking about financial planning. Now, what is financial planning? It's a process by which you manage your money, you manage your finances in order to meet some of your goals, some of your dreams, some of your needs that may come up in the future. So the idea of financial planning is that whatever money you have saved, whatever finances that you have, you start saving them and then planning as to what you wish to do with this money. You know what happens most of the time is people sit across with investment advisors and they only want to know, where should I invest my money? And then they go in for different investment avenues. And I'll be very honest, being an ex-banker myself, I know how it can be in the investment field. In the investment field, some of the investment advisors, because of the sales target that they have, they might try to push you a product which you don't really need, which may not really meet your need. So the whole idea is, let us ascertain what my needs are. So how does financial planning help us? Well, before we come to that, let us understand how does financial planning work, and then we'll talk about why we should do financial planning. Firstly, we ascertain where we are today. You need to know, what are your financial positions today? What kind of a money you are drawing in terms of your salary? Or if you are a businessman, approximately what's your monthly income? What's your monthly revenue, or rather not revenue, but the net revenue less expenses? What is the net income that you're taking back home every month on an average? You need to ascertain your income. You need to know what is the inflow which comes into your account every month. Having ascertained your income, now you must look into what are your responsibilities. What are your commitments? What are your expenditure? You need to spend at home. You need to spend for food. You need to spend for clothing. You need to spend for shelter. You need to spend for education of your children. You need to spend for your family, your parents. You need to look after some medical bills. Some of you might have taken certain loans. You need to pay off your loans. So all of these are commitments. You need to check out what are your expenses now, your responsibilities and commitments. The net of income less your responsibilities and commitments and expenses is your savings. Now, from your savings will be your investable surplus, you know, a portion of your savings. You might just want to not touch that money because of emergency needs, which can come up at any point of time. Maybe about 15% or 10 or 15% of that saving can be set aside every month for emergency need, which can come up at any point in a month. The balance is your investable surplus. Now, this money is available for investments every month. However, before we plan on what we should do with this money, where we should put this money, we have to go back and see what are my goals. So we are not going to be talking today about investment plans, but we are going to talk about financial plan. Now, how does financial planning help you? Listen, one of the things that we have today, and we have to accept it as a reality, is inflation. The prices are rising. I mean, let's take an example of this pen, which is in my hand. This pen may have a price today in the market. Maybe this will cost, say, 5,000 rupees in the market today. If I have to buy this pen after a year, and if the inflation in the market is, say, 10%, approximately the price of this pen may rise by another 10%. Which means this will cost me 5,500 after 1 year. So there is inflation in the market. If I don't plan my goals properly, if I keep everything at today's value, and if I start planning my children's education expenses 10 years down the line, my retirement goals 20 years down the line, my medical expenses or long-term plan, for example, going for Hajj, maybe somebody of you might want to go for a vacation with your family. If you're planning for all of these 5 years or 10 years down the line, but you're only ascertaining it at today's value and you're not accounting for inflation, you are going to be in for a financial shock. 10 years down the line or 5 years down the line, you will realize that while you've saved the money, but you will not be able to meet your goals because now the prices have risen. So the idea of financial planning is to account for inflation. And when we do financial planning, our calculators account for the inflation in the market. The second is ascertaining your long-term goals, your mid-term goals, and your short-term goals. Now, anything in excess of 5 years to me is a long-term goal. It can change. Some advisors may advise you differently. Some may say 7 years, some may say 10 years. But the way I look at it, anything in excess of 5 years is considerably long term. So any need which will come up after 5 years, maybe it could be education expenses of your child, it could be retirement expenses, wealth creation. Maybe you want to set up a business of your own. You're today working as an IT professional, or you're working in a salaried job. And maybe 10, 15 years down the line, you wish to save enough money to start a venture of your own. For that, you need to save money regularly and ascertain what would be the future value of starting the business 15 years from now or 10 years from now, approximately. So ascertain these long-term goals that you have. Maybe you plan to go for Hajj 7 years from now. What would be the approximate cost of doing your Hajj 7 years from now, keeping in mind the inflation in the market? All of these are the long-term goals defined in terms of the period, which is greater than 5 years. Then you have the mid-term period, which I say is anything between 1 year to 5 year. Anything which you need beyond 1 year, maybe beyond 18 months, I would say, to 60 months. This is a period of mid-term need. Here, you will have any need which will mature in less than 5 years. And then you have those needs which is going to come up anytime soon. Maybe within the next 12 months, you will need lump sum money. Maybe you're planning to go for Hajj 4 months from now. So that's a financial need which is short term, going to come up in 4 months. So all of these needs of yours have to be broken down in terms of the tenure into short term, mid term, and long term. Having done that, we also need to understand that there can be emergencies in the family. There can be medical emergencies in the family. Maybe you might need to travel immediately to meet somebody who is ailing at your home. So for all of these, you need to set aside some amount of money. If you don't save that money on a monthly basis, where will you get this money from when the need comes up? And then we see some of the people will go to the market and take interest-based loans. And I'm not against loans per se, but I'm against interest-based loans. I don't believe that one should be engaging in interest-based loans. One, from an Islamic perspective, as we know, that it is absolutely prohibited. And from a more moral perspective as well, no society can progress if it engages in interest-based loans. It's really a debt trap. But that's a different topic altogether. Let's come back to what we are discussing. If you don't have a proper planning in place, whenever the need comes up 3 years or 5 years down the line, you will be with no money. And then you will be running from pillar to post trying to get money for through loans, through interest-based institution, which, by the way, if you are a Muslim, it is not permitted. We spoke about the needs. The long-term needs could be anything, could be Hajj, could be vacation. Maybe you want to upgrade your car. You just have a new car now. Maybe 3 years or 5 years down the line, you wish to upgrade your car. So you start saving some amount of money for meeting that expenses whenever that will be due. Along with all of this, you also would have a retirement need 15, 20 years down the line. And personally, I don't believe anyone should be retiring in life. You need to keep working till the last day of your life, as long as Almighty God has given you the ability, the strength to perform your daily task. However, if you're working in a salary job, you will retire at one point of time. So you need to generate enough surplus so that you can start a private venture of yours. Maybe you can set up a business of yours, a consultancy service of yours. For all of that, you will need some money, and that money needs to be planned from today. You need to start planning today, because if you plan today, you need to only invest a small amount to meet a large long-term goal because of the compounding effect. We'll talk about all of that in a separate video. So this is why we are engaging in financial planning. The idea is to beat inflation in the market. The prices are rising. So you need to know what will be my long-term value, the future value. You need to know what your needs are. Unless and until you know your need, how are you going to invest? You know, it's like playing a football match and you don't know where the goalpost is. So the footballer keeps running from one end to the other, but there's no goal. He doesn't know where he has to shoot the ball. The financial planning helps you identify your goalpost. So this is how financial planning is going to help you, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to open this up for any questions that you may have. Please post it in the comment box and I will be more than grateful to come back and answer each of your questions. Inshallah, in the future, we will talk more about what the long-term goals are, how do we work out all of these, the mid-term, the short-term goals. We'll talk about retirement plans. We mentioned about compounding. We'll talk about all of these, inshallah, in the long-term as well. Well, with that, we will conclude this session today. Let me know your feedback about how this video was and if it can bring about certain change in you. If any of you are interested to do your own financial planning, I've shared my website on this video itself. So if you can check the video title, you'll find my email address, my website address. You can get in touch with me to get your financial planning done today. With that, we'll conclude the video. Thank you so much for taking your time out and watching. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.